From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The sexual assault case against former International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn could be falling apart. Strauss-Kahn's lawyers and the Manhattan District Attorney are due to appear in court in New York today. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports. They'll talk about the credibility of Strauss-Kahn's chief accuser.
A maid at the Sofitel Hotel in New York accused Dominique Strauss-Kahn of sexually assaulting her in May when she arrived to clean his room. Police took Strauss-Kahn into custody at the airport the same afternoon. He spent a few nights in isolation at Rikers Island before authorities let him out of jail, but only if he paid for 24-hour guards. He says the encounter was consensual, and prosecutors may be more likely to believe him now that they've found lots of problems with the housekeeper's credibility. Government investigators have a recording of a phone call she made to a man behind bars on drug charges shortly after the DSK incident. They've also found unusual activity in her bank accounts, according to the New York Times. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
At the urging of President Obama and some Senate Republicans, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is canceling plans for a week-long 4th of July recess. As NPR's David Wellner reports, with an August 2nd deadline for raising the debt ceiling, pressure is mounting for Congress to reach the deficit reduction deal that Republicans are demanding.
New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says it's time not for more fireworks on Capitol Hill, but for serious negotiating.
A lot of us plan to be with our families back home next week, but that is a small sacrifice compared to what's at stake if we don't reach an agreement to avoid a default.
Still, as Tennessee Republican Bob Corker noted, Democrats want to bring up a resolution on Libya as next week's first order of business.
So here we are next week on the Senate floor debating an authorization for Libya, which the president hasn't even asked for.
Republicans are insisting on a deficit reduction deal with trillions of dollars in spending cuts, but with none of the tax revenues Democrats say are needed. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Lawmakers in Minnesota haven't been able to resolve a dispute over taxes and spending either. In Minnesota's case, though, state parks and highway rest areas are padlocked today. And while critical functions will continue, many state workers are facing layoffs. GOP lawmakers and the Democratic governor failed to agree on a budget by the midnight deadline. Governor Mark Dayton spoke to reporters after talks broke off last night.
I deeply regret that the last week of intense negotiations between the Republican legislative leaders and Senator Bach, Representative Thiessen, and myself have failed to bridge the divide between us.
Republicans demanded that Dayton call a special session to keep government running temporarily, but Dayton is insisting on a full budget solution. From Washington, this is NPR News. The NBA's labor deal has expired, and the league has locked out its players. A collective bargaining agreement ended at midnight last night after players and owners failed to reach a new deal. Union head Billy Hunter says he hopes to resume negotiations within the next couple of weeks.
We're going to continue to negotiate. We've already agreed. That was sort of the closing agreement up there, that we would not let the imposition of the lockout stop us from meeting.
The only previous lockout reduced the 1998-99 season to just a 50-game schedule. In football, meanwhile, the NFL lockout began back in March. The two sides are due to resume talks this morning after a 15-hour session yesterday. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is acknowledging that he's fighting cancer. He's told his countrymen that he's undergone surgery to remove a cancerous growth. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports that Chavez gave the news in a dramatic late-night speech from Cuba.
The socialist leader looked thinner and pale, and he gave a brief and emotional speech. Chavez explained that he went under the scalpel on June 11th to remove a, quote, strange formation in the pelvic region. That led to a series of exams, Chavez said, that found cancer. He said a second operation, a major intervention without complications, removed the tumor. Chavez did not say what kind of cancer had been discovered, nor did he say when he'd be back in Venezuela. For nearly 3 weeks, Venezuelans have been playing a guessing game about Chavez's health. The president's allies treated his condition as a state secret. His foe said he should have transferred power to his vice president. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.